Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
One.
Close it, Newman.
All right, there we go. Close that down. The atomic clock has ticked. We will give you the results momentarily once we've certified them by Newman Price Waterhouse and Henry Michette and me.
Wow.
And then we'll go from there.
What
well,
a finish,
well, but
way.
I don't think these are certified yet, right? Remember, we did that the other
day.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're certified, but yeah, wow, they got close in those final minutes.
Okay. We'll have that for you. Angelique Volpe is the school board president of Colts Neck Township School Board. And I happened to see over the weekend, again, a couple of things. More on when they brought in the Secretary of Education, Linda McMahon, on this, what is part of President Trump's administration's America 250 Civics Education Coalition, a partnership that includes Charlie Kirk's Turning Point USA, Moms for Liberty, the America First Policy Institute, and the conservative Christian Hillsdale College. Notice how NJ.com tries to skew the deck here by calling everything in the world there. Yeah, Hillsdale is conservative. Would they say the liberal blank? I don't think so. And there was some fire for this. But what really caught my attention, too, is when Angelique had a chance to meet with the State Education Committee Chair, Vin Gopal, from Monmouth, she got into questions about the affordable housing that's being forced, quote, down our throats, exactly where I've been looking across New Jersey. All right, so let's go to Angelique on Talk Radio 1210. Angelique, Merry Christmas. Thank you for joining us again.
Yes. Hi. Good morning. Merry Christmas to everybody, too. And thanks for having me on again. We appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate what you're doing and the meeting with the senator. But first, what's your argument, again, for people who haven't heard, why you brought in the Secretary of Education? I think it was the third stop on this 50-state History Rocks tour.
Yes, it was the third stop of her tour, and I just want to say we are so elated. We are still so excited that she chose our district to come visit. And I have no regrets at all for inviting her to Cedar Drive Middle School. It was a fantastic opportunity to showcase our district, our superintendent, all the hard work we put into to our kids and our school. And I simply have no regrets at all. It was a fantastic opportunity, and I would do it all over again if I had the chance.
Well, Angelique, I'll put it to you this way. You know where I'm going here. The other side seems to be saying, well, wait a minute. You are doing this with all these people that love America and endorse America, all these groups that are part of it. Why don't you have some people come to the school district, apparently, that want to run America down, Angelique? What's wrong with you? Where are those people? How about their side of it?
Well, I don't understand, you know, really what the backlash was about. I mean, this is everybody's America, and I do believe that we should all be very proud of our American history, the good, the bad, and the ugly. It made us who we are today. And, you know, to receive, some backlash that we have is just, you know, just unnecessary. This was a great tour for her to come, basically, let our kids know about her History Rocks tour and to basically be proud of living in America and everything this country has to offer. And it's a shame that mostly the media and a few groups, tried to taint the event for our kids. And, you know, even with all their, mission to do that, we had a great event. The kids loved it. And it was just fantastic. So I'm still very pleased to have done it.
Well, Angelique, one of the criticisms I see in here, in NJ.com writing about this that you received, well, these groups behind this, they just have traditional roles for women. They seem to be ignoring that Linda McMahon was the CEO, I believe, at one point, of a very manly enterprise, the WWE, and is in charge as a small business in the last Trump administration. Those hardly seem like people that say, honey, just stay barefoot and pregnant.
Yes, I agree with you. I mean, there was so much pushback about the organizations that are basically sponsoring or supporting this initiative. And it's a shame because, you know, obviously you weren't going to have Black Lives Matter and leftist organizations supporting anything in the Trump administration. And that's just a sad fact. I mean, this is an educational program, the 250th celebration of our country. And, you know, like I said, they're trying to taint it because these, groups that were supporting it, it had nothing to do with the actual program that we presented to our kids. So that's where people were wrong about this. They took all this stuff because the people that were sponsoring it were Turning Point USA and Moms for Liberty. But all in fact, it still was a generalized assembly of our American history that we currently basically have in our curriculum now. So it was just such a false narrative they put out. And it's just a sad state, you know, of what people try to do to taint good things in this country. So very, very sad.
Well, the other point, though, Angelique, I've been on a rampage with this since last week. You're actually living it. In fact, I stand up, YouTube, I stand up on my chair when I'm doing this, and I'm looking out on New Jersey again. It was Medford last week. And what I see is this state senator, I got to get on, Vin Gopal, who apparently you believe you peppered him with questions about dumping affordable housing, so-called affordable housing. We talked about Medford, Angelique, where Medford is going to have to build 800 homes last Thursday, I think it came out, to subsidize 171 that are affordable. Why did you bring that up with him after he wanted to talk with you about this? What is going on with you?
Well, this conversation happened about 6 months ago. It was way before the secretary visited our school, so I just wanted to put all the facts out. And me and my vice president, Phyllis Kammer, we had a chance to ask him questions, and she brought up the question about the affordable housing. And like I said, just as the article covered, he had no answer for me. He said, why don't you come on down to my office and we could discuss? And I was absolutely disgusted by that response, because we have a small school district here and he has done nothing to fight against affordable housing. He only comes out when it comes time to, you know, cater to his base of voters. And this was the opportunity he was waiting for to cater to his base.
Well, Angelique, why should he fight against affordable housing? That's what I was getting at. What would you think it will do to Colt's neck?
Well, first of all, you know, we have a very small school district here. It's only 1,009 students.
Okay.
And our campuses are not going to be able to handle the influx of students. That's number one off the bat.
Exactly.
Okay. That, I mean, I don't know how we're supposed to do that. Not only that, you know, we have a big elderly population here and our taxes are skyrocketing, yet he never, ever comes to our defense on any of these roles and on any of these topics. But yet he has to criticize our district, you know, in the news article that we have not done anything. Meanwhile, we have a whole list of achievements who he graciously just overlooked during those comments. So, like I said, I called him a weasel. He is a weasel. And when it comes time to handle the hard issues that Colt's Neck is facing right now, he's nowhere to be found.
Angelique, do you know how many? I told you Medford, this was their big weekly meeting last week. It was a meltdown because it's a lot of open, good amount of open space there. 800 to subsidize 173. Have you guys been told what your burden, if you will be?
Yes, I don't know the exact figures on the affordable housing, but I believe it's at least up to 1,000 units that we are facing, a potential 1,000 units. And like I said, our schools are so, you know, very, very small. And we are still trying to figure out how we're going to handle this. I've appointed Mr. Scales and Mr. Kevin Walsh to our affordable housing committee to try to combat it, you know, get in early to see what we can do to offset these things. And it's just a big challenge for our district. There's no doubt about it. And we need politicians from both sides of the aisle to stop pandering to their bases and help the people of Colt's Neck fight these things so we could preserve their preserve our school districts, the size of, you know, our classrooms, preserve our open farmland. And no one seems to be wanting to stand up against this. And it's truly sad.
Absolutely. Angelique, thank you for coming on again. Merry Christmas. And we will check in with you in the new year. Thank you for joining us.
Yes, great. Thank you always for your time. We appreciate it. Merry Christmas to everybody. Thank you.
Angelique Volpe. So let me just summarize here. So it starts with the Linda McMahon, but then in this article at NJ.com, it talks about the fact, again, you heard the affordable housing thing, so-called affordable. They're not going to be able to fight this off. This guy's like the state senator. They want to shove it down their throat. That's what's going to happen here. Now, I don't remember it being, you know, as prominent as I would like now, looking back on it with Jack Ciattarelli. I know it was somewhat prominent that this did come up, but Mikey Sherrill believes this is utopia. This is what you have to do. It's already a state that it's densely populated. How in the world is a place like Colt's Neck or Medford or Lumberton, we had calls last week, how are they going to deal with that? And the answer is they're going to be overdeveloped. They're going to be at the mercy of it. I told you this bill. Bill A 6059, it's calling for $125 million creation of affordable housing to restore diversions from New Jersey's Affordable Housing Trust Fund. $125 million. You can imagine a boondoggle like that, what these guys are going to do with it. All right, let me give you the phone lines. 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All that you have to do is just push pound 1210. I think we have the official results. Everything submitted. If you hit submit, it counted. Mm-hmm. Let's start now what the tally is in the Drew Robert of Ben Salem race.
Yeah, so Drew cut it close right there at the end, but ultimately not enough. Coming up short, a little over 10 votes short to Robert and Ben Salem, who moves on to the championship.
Right.
Then in the other semifinal, Joe of Columbus versus David and Lexton, a true heavyweight fight. I mean, they both must have went full Scott Pressler, door to door. I mean, just busting down, like, you got to vote for me. I mean, you heard David earlier, you know, he's got to return the favor by voting for some lady's cat, you know, in a contest. Crazy. But that one came down to the absolute wire within five votes. David and Lexington moving on to the championship to take on Robert and Ben Salem.
Wow, that must have happened, as you said, during your show, because all weekend I monitored it quite a bit. Joe at times had a double-digit lead, something like that, a lot of the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So in the end, Robert of Bensalem moves on. And David of Lexington, South Carolina, maybe one of our most prominent, far-flung listeners. We'll see where the voting patterns, where all those votes came in. I know they were well over 300 between the two of them.
Yeah, between the two of them. I mean, it's over 600 votes. Crazy.
Oh, my God. Oh, that has to be an 11th hour record here.
Oh, absolutely. Right. Considering the other semifinal didn't even get to 300 votes total.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
All right, so we have Robert of Bensalem, and that's up now, right?
That is up right now. Right, if you go to friendsat1210.com/domshow, you'll be able to vote for the championship. You can also go to Dom's Twitter, which I'll be putting up shortly, the new link to the championship round. I'll have that tweeted shortly.
And that will end tomorrow at 2:30, and then we'll have on the runner-up, followed by the winner, as the new caller of the year. These have been the first year was just kind of a fun thing. Last year was much more competitive, and now this year is extremely so. All right, so we'll have that for you. You can vote until 2:30 tomorrow. Why don't you do it now? No mail-in ballots. You got to walk to your computer. Hit us on Twitter with that, and we'll move forward. All right. Great side question today, which is, well, first one more on the affordable housing. Every one of these articles I read at NJ.com, if anything Jersey-wide's going on, this is the hottest issue imaginable. And all of a sudden, it's on top of us. And the difference couldn't be more startling. This attorney general, after she's done attacking corporations and putting price controls in, if she can, in the opening days, is really going to push for the developers here to come in and say it's only fair. You need X amount of housing that's, quote, affordable. Yeah, but how can we handle all that? You heard what she said, but just the schools alone. Well, you can't. They don't care about that part. They only care with what their ideology says is what has to happen here. All right, so we'll take more calls coming up. 855-839-1210.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
I'm Giordano's show. Just reading during that break. And look, polls are polls, but this is the Trump guy, Tony Fabrizio, who really, along with Susie Wiles, helped to guide him to victory in 2024. I'll tell you what his poll says, but here's one nugget. AI is a big deal in this. And I'm not agreeing with what he's advising Republicans to do. But the other thing in here is Susie Wiles saying, we're not going to run this as if it's congressional Republicans. We're going to run as if the Trump party is on the ballot. In other words, they're going to say Trump is on the ballot to Trump voters. Okay. I'm not sure these people are going to bite at that, but it's something. In other words, they're saying you're voting for Trump again. You're not just voting for the Republican Party and all that. Will that be enough of a motivator? Will they go, wait a minute. Do you mean Trump's going to be in there another 4 years? That's what I want? No. It just means that Republicans are going to be in Congress. The Trump Party is going to run Congress still. That's their play. I still think it's got to come from Trump himself on this. Is branding it, Trump is on the ballot. Well, he is. We know Democrats are going to do two words, hatred of Trump and affordability. They don't have anything else. Does that work? At least it's something. I still think more is from the president himself to his voters. I guess he could say, I'm on the ballot. No, I'm not physically on the ballot. But the Trump party's on the ballot. I'm on the ballot. You have to vote for me. I'm on the ballot. So stop saying I'll vote for you if you're on the ballot. I am on the ballot. This is going to be an interesting debate. Maybe bring up people from the audience and say, what do you mean I'm not on the ballot? I am on the ballot. It's a Trump party. I'm Trump. Okay, I think there are other ways to get at these voters. But maybe not. You know, we're coming to the end of the road here with people that just don't want to vote. Look, I'll tell you honestly as I can, and you can call and say you can't say it. They sicken me. It sickens me that we have to get to. It does. You're not a patriot. You sicken me if you can't vote. If you want to say, yeah, but they didn't do this. Oh, go to hell. Stop it already. Vote for somebody else in. Vote a write-in. Vote a third party. Well, that's no good either. No. You just don't want to vote. Mail in your ballot. Oh, that's rigged. I'm not going to do that. Okay, get up and go on election day. No, I don't want to do that because it doesn't matter anyhow. You're a loser. I can't say it any clearer if that's the case. If you differ, I dare you. Call me and tell me, what could you differ with? Now, I don't think Trump can say that. So this is their alternative. They're trying to say he is on the ballot. It's going to take a lot of work, but that's what Susie Wiles think is the position here. Okay, I'll give you the other thing with Fabrizio, and it is a big deal in a moment after our next guest about AI and what he says the Republican Party ought to say about AI standards. I'm not buying it as now maybe the polling so far, but when people hear what they're proposing, I don't know that it works. All right. But he says, and I agree with him on this, AI is important and parents want it regulated. Okay. Who should regulate though? Joe in South Philly on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe.
Good afternoon, Dom. Great show as usual.
Thank you, Joe.
It is. Now, Don, before I commence, you're a vegetarian.
Yes, I a pescatarian. I eat fish, yeah.
Well, I was going to ask you how you reconcile that with the seven fishes.
Yeah, well, that's right, a pescatarian, yes.
The whole country wants to know.
Dan and I used to go round and round with that quite a bit. Yeah, that's how I reckon. Yeah. I'm not so big on the cod. You know, I wish the cod were not the principal fish.
Interesting.
I'd like to have a lot of tuna. Yeah, the bacala. Yeah.
Tom, I heard you mention this before. The boat strikes.
Yes.
The president, the commander-in-chief, he does not need congressional authorization. The boat strikes are legal. That's his duty to protect the American people.
Well,
that's
right. Right. And to that point, and the if they believe it's not, that it's outside the law, then they can impeach him if they want. Yeah, that's the way
let
it works.
Let them do it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, let them do it.
Yeah.
Now, the second thing I think you'll find interesting because you're an educator. The Wissahickon School District, they gave a voice to Muslim students. Okay, that's fine. But not Jewish students. That's not fine.
Yeah, I think the whole operation with this phone call that we've been talking about with the principal there, one of their elementary school show, and what I brought up,
yes,
and you bring it up, that happened at one of their events, is
yes,
exactly right. It seems as if Muslim students are more empowered to put their point of view, but not Jewish students.
That's correct. That's correct. Now, Don, I heard you, Volpe, you said to her twice, Merry Christmas. There are people who don't want you to say that. They want you to say Happy Holidays, no Merry Christmas. So I want to extend to you, Domenico Giordano, tu familia molto bene, buono, buono e tutte. So Merry Christmas and to your family, and a Happy New Year, Don.
Same to you, Joe. All-time great car. Joe ought to be entered in the car of the year next year. I mean, he is an unusual.
Yeah.
Before I commence, yeah.
Oh, when he calls in, he's great. We just need to call him in. He needs to call in more.
Yeah, that's right. He's not a, you know, two or three time a week guy. He's, you know, a little bit.
Once in a while.
Once in a while.
You pique his interest, and he's like,
He's got his style. It's very reminiscent in a South Philly way, to me, of Joe of Exton.
It
has an elevated scholarly, but like a street value.
Mm-hmm.
The mean streets of Exton don't compare with South Philly. Joe. All right. 855-839-1210. Don't forget, two of our, one of them is on deck, Robert of Ben Salem. You can vote for him, or David of Lexington. And these guys are, you know, like Mayor Daley. They're keeping a lot of votes in their pocket to the last 2 minutes. Then all of a sudden, they're out there.
I was talking with Newman a little bit.
Yeah.
He's going crazy in the final hour with the votes. I mean, it just absolutely skyrocketed.
Yeah. Did it reach 600, you said, between the two?
Between the two, yeah.
Wow. That is unbelievable.
And it's like I said, the other semifinal didn't reach 300 combined.
I know. So we'll see with Robert of Ben Salem, the people's choice here in many ways, versus David of Lexington, who for a guy far flung in South Carolina has pretty good, I hear him on WIP occasionally too, pretty good view on what's going on here. All right, 855-839-1210. This polling from Fabrizio, I'll get to after our guest. We're going to talk with the guy running against Chrissy Houlihan, the Houlihan. You know, ordinarily, this would be an interesting race, but given what she's been doing lately, it's really, really important. Let's go to the aforementioned. It's one of my favorite. I love aforementioned. The aforementioned Robert of Ben Salem. Hey, Robert.
Hello, Dom Henry.
Yes, Robert.
It's good to talk to you guys today. I wasn't sure if I was on. Listen, I really want to thank everybody for the votes and the thing, but the callers, Joe from Columbus, Dave from Lexington, Drew from Upper Darby, I'm really happy for him because I heard his call last week and he made a real splash. I see him maybe as in the final round next year, you know? And the guy that I had the rough first round with, Gary from Newtown, I just want you to know over the last few days – He's been a very good friend to me. I've been in touch with him, and he's been reaching out because of my problems right now.
How's the ankle? How's the ankle, Robert?
I'm going to be laid up for a month, Dom, and I don't know how I'm going to be able to handle that, man, because I'm not a homebody. I'm not a lay around and do nothing guy, so I'm probably going to go insane, but maybe you can help me hold on to my sanity. And I hope you didn't miscall the thing, because I wouldn't want Carl Rove kicking down your door with his white boy saying, you didn't get this county or whatever. But I just wanted to say, it's just the whole thing, the show, all the callers. It's such a wonderful thing, and I want to wish luck to David from Lexington. I'm not a basher. I'm just going to say we don't need South Carolina getting out of line again. You know what I mean, guys?
Oh, there we go. Boy, the first shot fired. Fort Sumter, take that, buddy. Yeah, there you go.
No, but I mentioned earlier, I always thought he was one of the great new callers, and he deserves to be where he's been. I wish him the best of luck, and no matter what happens, looking forward to next year, but I'll get to my side answer. I'm going to go with a show that my kids got me into, which I became fascinated by, and that is Dexter. This is a guy whose father was a serial killer, and he has that same need to be a serial killer, but he's a police officer. And the contradictions through the whole thing and the way he's playing two sides against the other is just brilliant writing. That's a great show. I'll go with that.
Well, and Robert, out of all people, Miss Rowe is peace. She loves Dexter. I never could figure it out, but she does.
It's a complicated character. It's the duality of man, Dom, and that's the beautiful thing. But you guys have a great day, and thank you for everything.
Thank you, Robert. All right, Robert on the mend, but it's going to take a while. All right, maybe he's playing that into the electorate. I'm there. I'll be there with you. But, you know, the ankle, the whole thing. And there is Fort Sumter with David in Lexington. You got to keep that in mind. I was just at Fort Sumter in, September? I know, he says, don't go into North Charlie. All right, trying to be on our side there. He was off, too. About the taxi ride to get there. We just walked there to Fort Sumter.
Oh, really?
To the boat. Yeah, we didn't have to, you know, do all these. Yeah, it was a little bit off. I don't know.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, presidential decisions, you know, you got to be in charge of the Navy, too. All right, he'll have his say when he calls in tomorrow. I'm sure he'll have some nice words. Then a shot fired on Ben Salem there. All right. 855-839-1210. You get on board. I'll tell you about AI and this poll. This Fabrizio guy is somebody who did a great job for President Trump, along with Susie Wiles, one of the driving forces. I'd say the equal of Kellyanne Conway, probably. And what he says about AI and what's coming up in the polling, I haven't seen anywhere else. We'll give you that. But we got the guy who's taking on part of the Seditious Six. That would be the Houlihan, Chrissy Houlihan out in horse country. I don't know if he rides. I don't know if he owns a horse. Guy Shiraki speaks highly of him. There you go. That's enough for us.
That's the only endorsement I need.
There you go. Marty Young is a candidate for Pennsylvania's 6th Congressional District. He'll be next on Talk Radio 1210.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. at least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, it is Dom time, and of course, she's part of the squad, our own squad, the practice squad. I think I called it the JV squad. We used to go back and forth with Dan on that. Of the Houlihan, well, the Dean of Decency is the captain. Then it's Mary Gay Scanlon, who seems to be her best buddy. Then there was Susan Wild. And then the Houlihan, who is in the news because of the military background and because of the nonsense she did. Around President Trump, and, you know, he's going to give out illegal orders. Let's just cut to the chase here. Marty Young is a candidate on the Republican side running to unseat her on Talk Radio 1210. Let's go to Marty. Hey, Marty, welcome on board. Do you own a horse?
Hey, I do not own a horse. But
okay, that's fair. You're not going to be doing dressage ads or whatever here with Chrissy Houlihan.
Yeah, I'm more from the traditional Westchester. I grew up in Westchester.
Okay.
Here in Chester County, product of the Westchester Area School District and East High School, and then came back here to raise my family. And I'm really excited to be running against Chrissy and defeating her in 26.
So before we get into your background and the race, Marty, how would you characterize, I mean, this is an area that up until recently was Republican and then more recently swing and now seems to be a slight edge toward Democrats. If that's so, why? What is it in your view that's changed there where they appear to have, in the more recent elections, a slight advantage?
So I think a few things. One, I grew up here, and in short, I wouldn't say that Chrissy Houlihan really represents the majority of us here in Pennsylvania 6, especially Chester County and Berks County. I also think that when you look at the registrations, it's fairly close. And in terms of Democrats, Republicans with a very large independent block. And I think that, the key to victory here is really engaging, young folks, sort of 18 to 35, as well as bringing back what I would describe as sort of the old Chester County kind of Republican sentiment that many of us grew up with, that I think a lot of folks would like to see come back and see an end to the nonsense, an end to the rhetoric. And really focus on, practical solutions to big problems.
So how does it play out in the race, do you think, her recent iteration here, where I think she might be running for the Senate ultimately against Fetterman, interrupting Mike Johnson at the speaker at a press conference, not something, you know, with reporters asking questions. And then, of course, the ad that is completely out there and maybe violative of a lot of stuff, Marty. What's happened with her? What do you think that changes? Why is she more aggressive?
You know, I don't know for sure. However, I've certainly heard the rumor as well that she's, you know, eyeing to try to primary John Fetterman in 28. I don't know if that's true or not. But I think that I plan to give her quite the challenge, you know, this year. And, you know, I think a lot of the things that she sold herself with, whether it was a veteran or a small business owner or, you know, other attributes she usually talks about herself, will be somewhat muted in this contest. And it's really going to come down to focusing on, in my view, you know, engaging with people hyper-locally, which is great for me because I grew up here. You know, my family's been here a number of generations.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she really isn't in the community. Yeah, you see pictures of her here and there, but she's not really here and she's not really from here. And so I think she's going to focus more nationally, which I'm excited to engage with her, you know, nationally. But I don't really see her changing, you know, very much in terms of her overall engagement with the local community here.
Talking with Marty Young, candidate for Pennsylvania's 6th Congressional District. So, Marty, your background, what do you bring to the job?
So, you know, Chester County sent me to West Point, graduated from West Point, served in the Army Infantry, you know, unfortunately had an airborne accident, so came out of active duty service, but came back in after 9/11 as a chaplain. So I continue to serve as a chaplain today. So I have almost 30 years of uniform service, both as a combat infantry officer as well as a chaplain. So that gives me some very unique military perspectives. And most of my career has not been actually in the military since I left active duty service, but it's been in the field of fixing broken companies, especially companies that have a heavy regulatory nexus, meaning government contractors.
Mm-hmm.
So I've turned around and restructured over 100 companies in various different roles. I've been an executive many times over. Within this sort of world, I'm very well known for being the go-to guy anytime a government contractor has a problem. And I know how the whole system works quite well. I'm very fluent with, you know, the Federal Acquisition Regulation, the many different agencies that, you know, Congress created over the years that, you know, regulate the $750 billion we spend in government contracting. So I think I'm uniquely equipped to fix some fundamental problems that really only Congress can fix.
Marty, what is the issue? You talked about hyper-local. What's the issue out there? I see what the commissioners do, and they seem to be in sync with Houlihan. Chester County used to strike me as competency. I don't see that anymore. And they're certainly raising property taxes. When you talked about hyper-local, what are the issues there that you think she's outside of and going national and is neglecting?
So you've heard the issue of affordability, and that's something,
yes,
I think we identified. But in Chester County, it's a little bit different than the way Mamdani packaged affordability in New York City, for example. And if you, you know, people may call this horse country, but growing up here and coming back here to raise my kids with my wife, Chester County was always known as, quote, a great place to raise a family, end quote. That's the way we've thought about ourselves for generations. That's why people have moved here. That is why there's so much emphasis on our great schools, et cetera. But it's a great place to raise a family. And what I've seen over the last decade is it is becoming incredibly hard for young people to form families of their own and flourish. So the phenomena of young people living at home, you know, after college graduation is not an uncommon phenomena here. It is a symptom of a much bigger problem that really is putting a lot of pressure on family formation and flourishing here in Chester County. And we've got a lot of research. I've had a lot of conversations or a lot of families that I've grown up with that have seen the affordability crisis, not just, you know, in their lives, but across the generations within their families here, particularly in Pennsylvania 6. And I would simply observe that I don't think, you know, people are paying attention to this specific issue of affordability and family formation and flourishing.
Is there one key element then? You centered in on housing, your background, you know the system. What's the key element to get to affordability?
The key element is healthcare. So I do have a fix to healthcare, which I'm going to go through in the new year. It'll be very bold. It'll be very practical and very doable, and it'll be very supported by data in order to enable young people to have the confidence that they can, you know, get married and have kids and believe they can actually afford to have children. That's really the issue here in Chester County in that 25 to 35 demographic. But it also affects their parents and grandparents that are watching their kids struggle.
Yeah, without a doubt, Marty. Well, that is certainly, I agree with you, where much of the country is, and Chester County's part of that. Marty, do you have a website up at this point?
Yes, it's voteyoung.com, VOTEYOUNG.com. And it's up and running. It's got my biography, and you know, we do have social media coming up and running on Facebook. But we'll be launching strong in the new year, especially with this endorsement from the Chester County in a Republican Party, which really, I think, puts the wind at our back.
Absolutely. Well, Marty, thank you. First time around. Congratulations. And
thank
we
you.
Will be talking with you frequently. Just let Henry know, particularly your health care, when you roll that out in the new year. We want to talk about it.
Sounds great.
Marty, have a great Christmas. Thank you for coming
Merry
on
Christmas.
Today.
Happy New Year.
All right. Marty Young, somebody, you know, Guy Shiraki's right, with quite a variegated background that plays into this. Sad news, Barry Manilow reveals a lung cancer diagnosis coming down. Lung cancer is still the third most common cancer in the United States. I wouldn't have guessed that due to the fact smoking has gone down, I think, quite a bit across the board. Now, just maybe it'll go down more as...
I think it'll make a comeback.
Based on what?
Vaping.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, the vaping. Yeah, that's true, too. Yeah. Still smoking to me. Yeah. Not as bad, but still.
Oh, I think it's worse.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if it.
I mean, none of it's good, but.
Yeah. I don't know. I can imagine it's worse than the Marlboro Man, but yeah. Not
yeah.
Good.
There's no Joe Camel out there anymore.
Yeah,
but,
exactly. Yeah. So I'm kind of surprised at that. And look, Manilow takes hits all the time, but he is in the Songwriters Hall of Fame. He's got some of the most recognizable hits imaginable. All right. So I don't know if tomorrow we might have to have a Money Melody around it. It's got to be somebody covering Mandy or something. That would be tremendous. Just saying. Yes. Oh, yeah. All right. 855-839-1210. You get a line. That's the candidate running against the Houlihan. Somebody with great military experience, great practical business experience. And I like his emphasis on younger voters. Democrats not going to be held captive. She is, in my view, going to try to run against Fetterman. They all want to go against Fetterman. That's why she's engaged in this stuff. And again, I forgot to get into it with him. I've always, you know, thought in a congressional race, you can bring up the fact she was the executive of one of these athletic clothing companies with, shall we say, sketchy background in China, as most of them have been. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. Here's the thing from Tony Fabrizio, the president's pollster. The big issue he found, and I don't know about this, all right? It's a nugget that parents are concerned about their kids and AI. And he says Republicans are off the mark, like me, if I want this state by state. I don't trust the bro tech guys getting away with AI with national standards that will just be vapid. I more trust the states on this. Who do you trust on this? He says if Republicans do that, they're missing a golden opportunity. In other words, Fabrizio says Republicans are going to own AI in the sense of national standards they'll put out that'll be strong while we advance with AI. We'll protect kids. He says that's what people want. It's a very high polling thing. Also, Susie Wiles, along with this poll, says they're going to say it's Trump's party. Trump is on the ballot. All right. Now, that's tactically something, at least. I don't know if it washes or not with these low-interest Trump voters. 855-839-1210. You get in AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is push pound 1210. Hey, imagine actually feeling merry, bright, and genuinely healthy this holiday season. With Rescue, that feeling starts right now. Going on today, the Deck the Hall sale lets you save up to 78% on high-quality, research-backed natural supplements. So you can feel your best and enjoy every festive moment ahead. For over 40 years, Rescue Natural Supplements has been trusted as the wellness partner for millions of folks and their families across the country. Formulas are crafted with purity, potency, and real science behind every capsule. That's why customers rely on Rescue for their essentials. Powerful omega-3s, doctor-recommended cholesterol support, gentle but effective pain relief, advanced probiotic blends, and natural age-defying formulas that help you stay vibrant from the inside out. So this season, give yourself the gift of feeling good. Stock up, save big, and step into the holidays with the confidence that comes from supplements made with integrity and backed by decades of results. Ordering is easy. Just go to res-q.com or call an res-q product consultant at 800-26-ALIVE. Again, that's 800-262-5483 or online at res-q.com for up to 78% off this entire holiday season.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, Tom Giordano's show, sadly coming off the death of the guy who played Ziggy, season two of The Wire today. Hit us with that all-time character in a crime series, but a recent vintage is what we're looking for. Hit us with that. Get your name into the hat. It's only a four-day week with Christmas, other programming on Christmas to celebrate the day. So you have an even better chance. 855-839-1210. You get in. Coming up, we're going to talk with two of our favorites, Johnny Z down there at Mulligan's. How does he see the year, particularly as a business guy, our events there? The October 15th event was just one of a kind when we had Jack Cettarelli on a roll there with Scott Presler. It was just amazing at Mulligan's, which, again, we hope again this year it will be too. And Fred Herron, the sheriff, still until what, January 1, I guess, before chaos breaks out in Bucks County. I hear there's going to be a new podcast, Escape from Bucks County, with the fake DA and the guy who doesn't have any law enforcement experience taking over as sheriff. And of course, people there feel safer if ICE isn't effective in doing their job. We'll talk with Fred about what he's thinking about doing next. I don't know if any of those commissioners' races will be coming up or not. A little bit unaware of what he's going to be into. And it was one of the bigger stories this year. Get in at 855-839-1210. Robert of Bensalem against David of Lexington. Vote right now. Go to my Twitter is the easiest, maybe, at DomShow1210, at DomShow1210. You can vote now down to a single contest that ends at 2:30 tomorrow. Then we'll have on first the runner-up and then the winner. And I expect this to be heavy duty. I don't know if anything can match the ferocity of Joe of Columbus and David of Lexington, though. Wow.
I think this will top it.
Okay.
I agree.
Right, we'll see. Well, I don't know that Robert is as much of a guy networking out there, though. That's what I mean.
No, but he'll have the – I think he's got a root, a good base.
Oh, yeah, he does.
I don't think he has the canvas as much as any of these other callers.
Okay, yeah. Well, I think that's right. But I think
brush?
The canvassing, they you know, these votes at the 11th hour, this, You're like Chicago style.
Yeah. Well, it's like it's like when people drop out of like a primary race or something, and it's like, all right, who's going to get those votes? That's how I feel. I feel like most of the votes are going to go to Robert.
Robert's a more well-known brand, but David of Lexington is an organizer. I'll say that. Yeah, he really did in this election cycle. All right, so big 2 o'clock hour. Of course, we'll have Dom's Money Melody. You can hit me on Twitter if you're up to hear a cover of Barry Manilow tomorrow. I don't know if that would be appropriate with the news today around Mr. Manilow. By the way, this is ripped. You can't make this stuff up. The Austin Independent School in Texas is saying, well, no, this is that's something to. This is the New York Lakeshore Central School District. I don't know how close it is to Buffalo, but brutal freeze. And the kids are on mandated electric school buses during this brutal winter weather. They're coming home very cold because the bus drivers say they can't turn on the heat. That's bad for the climate, and it's the electric bus that would be fouled up if you put the heat. Oh, here we go. Can you imagine these kids coming, you know, Lake, whatever it is, Buffalo, Lake Erie, whatever it is there. And the bus ride along there. All right, get ready, kids. Start a fire in the background. There you go.
Yeah, with those lithium batteries, they just might.
Oh, well, yeah. Once that gets on fire, it is incredible.
Then they'll be warm.
Yeah, they'll be warm.
Right.
Okay. First, we talk with Fred Herron. We'll take your calls. Get in on the side question, the crime drama character with Dom up until 3 here on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.